What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Sweetest Sports Talk Podcast, where today we'll be breaking down the Sixers game from last night, an explosive Sixers game as they win against the Clippers at home by a score of 110-103, and the two stars showed out last night. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid played like the superstars that they are and that they're going to get paid for, and it was amazing to see. We'll start with Joel Embiid because he's a hot topic in the city. From last night's post on Instagram, where Jimmy Butler replied, and he replied back to him, and you know the whole thing. People were going, "Oh my God, he's going to Miami. Oh my God, he doesn't want to play here anymore. Oh my God, we're being too harsh." Stop. I'm not gonna lose Joel Embiid. He's trolling. It's what he does. That's how Joel Embiid is. If you can't expect or know that that's how Joel Embiid is, then I don't know what to tell you. That's just how he is. He played a fantastic game last night, Joel Embiid. He finished with 26. Points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block last night. An amazing block, mad, on Morris last night. And couldn't be more pumped for him. It was great to see him play like that again. And I haven't seen him had a game like that in a while. It's been a long time for Joel to have a dominating game like that, in the paint especially. But we're going to talk about him first. And a couple things I saw from him early that I really liked. Was just his pacing down the floor, running up and down the court. I mean, he wasn't slow. He was running up and down the court, getting back on defense, getting up there on offense after a defensive rebound. He played great. He played tough. He played great defense. Wasn't getting fooled on pump fakes or, you know, dribble moves inside the paint. It was great to see. He had great contests and great rebounds. He got every board he could. Joel Embiid had a fantastic game. I couldn't get over it. Joel Embiid, he played like a player that we haven't seen since the Boston game where Shaq and Charles Barkley both called him out. And it's great to see him respond, especially when the fans are right now divided, I would say. But after that game, everybody's come back together and really surrounded Joel Embiid with a bunch of love. And he comes back and says that after the game that, you know, he loves his city, it's his city. So it's great to hear Joel Embiid talk like that after the game, and it's great to see him just do so well and us, you know, have his back. And he says that he knows that all fans have his back, and it's just great to hear. But we're going to move to Ben Simmons real quick. Ben Simmons played his best game as a Sixer last night. He took 22 shots. He was 12 for 22 last night. That's really good for Ben. He had a triple-double, and I just love how aggressive he was. I mean, he had 26 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. He had a steal. He was aggressive, man. He was aggressive. He drove the lane great, passing around the basket, passing out. There was a play late where he got the ball. He spun inside, passed out to Matisse Thybulle after the huge block from Joel Embiid for 3. That was really a dagger in the whole game. And it was just beautiful passing around the basket. He had the mentality of he just couldn't be stopped. Last night, he had the mentality that nothing could stop him, making outrageous layups. I mean, shots where he had his back to the basket, flipping it up with his right hand over his shoulders, flipping it up against the backboard. I mean, it was amazing. He played great, fantastic defense. He got in Paul George's head a ton, always in his face, his hands are in his face, disrupting passes. It just, oh my goodness, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Ben Simmons played a great game last night. And so did Joel Embiid. And it was amazing to see from both of them. As, you know, people always say, they can't play together. One's got to go. They can't stay on the floor together. Just trade Joel Embiid. Surround Ben with shooters. Now, stop. Please stop. Please stop with that nonsense, man. Stop with that nonsense. We just saw what they can do. And one big props I got to give to Brett Brown was making the move to move to Al Horford to the bench. And it helped a lot with spacing. I think Joel Embiid will play a lot better with him, you know, being the focal point at center, not having another big man at the four, instead of having Tobias an actual stretch four at the four, which is his natural position. And he played great. He played great. Al Horford even benefited a ton. Al Horford benefited a ton from the bench. He put up 9.6 rebounds, 3 assists and 2 blocks. He did his thing. Al Horford still did his thing on the bench, which was awesome to see. He was plus 9, so I give a lot of props to Al Horford and to Ben, or not Ben Simmons, sorry, to Brett Brown to make that decision, and it worked out great for us. And I think everybody as a whole, as a team, can see that their game flowed better offensively. Tobias Harris was plus 18, and he had a great all-around game. Consistent hitting his jumper, aggressive. He had a monster, I mean a monster dunk on Montrezl Harrell early in this game. He finished with 17, 12 boards, 5 assists. There was a time in this game where he could have had a triple-double, but he never really got any more assists after that. It was like early in the third quarter, and I thought he was on his way to possibly getting his triple-double, but he didn't, and it's no big deal. But he played a great game as well. I mean, just consistently just attacking. You know, the whole team last night was consistently attacking. They had 50 boards compared to Clippers' 43 boards, just consistently attacking the rim, attacking the basket, and having that cannot be stopped mentality that no one will ever get, no one can stop me. And it was great to see. Now we're going to talk about Jay Rich. Let's talk about Josh Richardson real quick in the fourth quarter. Josh Richardson hit huge threes late in this game. He had 17 points in the fourth quarter. On Twitter, it was funny. It was funny because all on Twitter, it was Josh fourth quarter Richardson. And I mean, you can't deny it. He was amazing. He was amazing last night in the fourth quarter, especially. He was aggressive. He stepped up huge. I mean, huge he stepped up. It just, you couldn't believe it. He was disrupting passing lanes, getting in people's heads again, just always being a pest and hitting the three consistently late and hitting contested jumpers. Well, they weren't like these were wide open shots. I mean, he was hitting contested jumpers from range, and he was fantastic. He was plus 24. That's really good. Plus 24, really good, okay? Like, really good plus 24. So I give Josh Richardson a ton of props for this game. He played a great game tonight. It was a whole combination of the whole team all together. Played a fantastic game. Jay Rich especially. You know, you need that. You got Joel Embiid dominating the whole game. Ben Simmons dominating the game. Then Ben Simmons taking over his facilitating role and just getting the ball to a hot hand. Jay Rich can deliver and hit every shot he needed to hit. And he was locked in. I mean, he was locked in last night in the fourth quarter. Locked in. Nothing you could say about it. But let's just real quick go back to Al Horford. He said after the game that, you know, he didn't know how to handle it. I'm paraphrasing here. Didn't know how to handle it. But he said, you know, it's not right for me. It's not normal for me. I've played off my bench since I was a rookie. And he did a great job. He said, I'll do whatever's best for the team. And that's the type of thing you need to hear from a vet like Al Horford. Yeah, he's making $100 million in 4 years. And he should be starting. But he's a much better fit for this team when he comes off the bench. Him playing that backup five role for Joel Embiid is a lot better than him playing a starting four. He's a traditional five. And that's what you need. He's not a stretch five. And he was playing a stretch four. You can't have him play a stretch four in today's NBA when he's not that. You can't force him to be that way. So this was great to see from Al Horford. A game like this and a game where he needed to play on the bench and he played well off the bench. And I think that's going to be great for this team going forward. And hopefully he gets things rolling for this offense because it looked a lot more smooth last night. And it was really good. It was really good to see. It was really good to see. Now let's talk about Marcus Morris, man. And this man always finds a way in the Philadelphia media. He's a clown. Marcus Morris is a clown, okay? He likes to get in your face. He likes to... I like his stuff. He's a Mike Scott type player. He likes to get in your face. He likes to show aggressiveness. And he likes to just get in your head. Joel Embiid and Marcus Morris late were in a scuffle where Ben threw a pass over Joel Embiid's head. It got caught, and he was going to reach in, and he reached in and grabbed his arm and yanked his arm down as well. Took one hand and pushed against his chest, pushed him back. And then Marcus Morris goes nuts and just slaps his arm down, pushes him two hands, and shoves him back. And it's like, dude, relax, bro. What are you doing? You know, it's like, relax, dude. Relax. Joel Embiid does the right thing, and Ben gets him out of there because people can call Embiid soft for not going back in, but you need him to play the game. You need Joel Embiid to be in this game. You cannot have Joel Embiid go fight somebody for no reason, especially if it's Marcus Morris. You need him away, get him out of the game to win this game. This game is a must-win game for this team to go into the break. You go into the break with a loss, it's a lot different than going into break with a win against the Clippers at home for 9 days. It's easier to just process, and they're going to get ready to play in the All-Star game, and Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid are going to play against each other, which is really cool to see. That's going to be fun. But you had the refs you suck chant in the fourth quarter coming out big time. Big boos. It just, man, I don't know. It was just a great game. Now let me just finish off what I'm saying here. This game was an all-around huge win for this team mentally, physically as well. Just, it's good to have them dominate physically, and they get a nice long break to rest their bodies up for 9 days, which is great for this whole team, and I think they all need it. Just had nagging injuries here and there. But, yeah, it was just a great all-around win for this team, man. There was part of this game where you're like, oh, no, the Clippers are going to come back. They make a mini run. Kawhi Leonard starts hitting a bunch of shots, and he starts tying the game up, and Paul George starts getting into it a little bit. Speaking of Paul George, he was 3 for 15 last night, and all he did was complain to the referees. He didn't even want to play. He's like Kyle Lowry last night. He just wanted to complain. Rip the referees for everything, man. Just, jeez, like, it's so stupid. I just can't. He didn't play well at all last night. He kept complaining to the referees. When he was getting fouls called on him that were blatant fouls that he was just complaining about, and then there were fouls he was getting that Ben doesn't even touch him. I mean, there was a foul where he goes up for a shot, and Ben does nothing. Just comes up behind him and just goes by him. Whistle. Like, he was annoying last night. He was annoying. He didn't deserve to get his points last night at all. He was just a pest and just awful. He was awful last night. There was also, and speaking of referees and a big play that should have been called, there was a play passed into Montrezl Harrell, or I think he was trying to be passed to Marcus Morris. It was in the second quarter, and Joel Embiid goes in and tips the ball away, steals the ball. He gets called for a reach-in foul. A reach-in foul. He didn't do anything but just take the ball away. And so then Montrezl Harrell goes to the line, hits one of two, and, you know, it goes on from there. But referees didn't do a great job last night. I don't think they were horrendous, but they didn't do a great job. They were horrendous early. But as the game went on, they kind of let them play, and that's how you got to be. If in a game like that, in a very physical game, you got to let them play, and that's what they did. So I think all around this is a great game for this team to come out 110-103 over the Clippers. And they've beaten now the top 8 teams in the league at home. The top 8 teams in the standings at home. It's amazing. Their road record is 9-19, which is awful. Abysmal. It's not good enough. So they got to figure that out. They got to figure out the road. They got to have a talk. They got to have a nice sit down over the break. Figure this out. Because they get the road record fixed, this team's a top 3 seed because they can beat the teams at home. Home field advantage, or home court advantage, I should say, would be huge for this team in the playoffs. Huge. So, let me know what you guys think. I hope they get this thing turned around in the second half. But it's a great way. This is all you can do is lead off with the big win. Going into the break, leading off into the break. That's all you can ask for. And the rest will do the rest as the season goes out. So thank you all for listening. I appreciate it.